This is Neil Whiteside.
And I'm hoping that by the wonders of modern technology, we're going to be joined on the other end of the phone line by Lauren Karstadt from Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for May, the Woodcraft Folk. Lauren, are you there?
I am here, yeah.
We speak at last. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How about yourself?
Yeah, we're all right here, thanks. I understand you've got a poorly daughter, is it?
That's the one, yeah.
Then I'm very...
I'm well with a high temperature.
Then I'm very glad you didn't come in, frankly.
No, exactly that.
So, Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for May. It's Woodcraft Folk, Cambridge Woodcraft Folk. You've got a branch up here. Tell us about the organisation and what you get up to.
So, Woodcraft Folk is a national charity and youth organisation, as you said, and it's an educational movement for children and young people designed to sort of develop young people's self-confidence, for them to make lifelong friends and to also be active within society. We also aim to build a world based on equality, friendship, peace and cooperation. And we've been running since 1925.
I was going to say, I'm just looking at the brochures here. I mean, I've had a look at them before, but yeah, you have been running for some whole time, haven't you? So,
That's right, yeah.
It kind of has a little bit of a flavour of the Scout movement about it, but without all the sort of military connotations, frankly. Is that right?
A little bit like that, that's right. And we've always been an organisation for girls and boys and all genders to play and learn together as well.
Right, and I looked at your website and I clicked on the map because there's a section on your website that says where we are. My goodness me, there's some dots on that map. You're all over the country, aren't you?
There are a lot of groups across the UK, yeah, especially in Cambridge. We have quite a lot of groups, one of our bigger districts, which is really nice to see. And as part of what's going on at the moment called the New Groups Project, we've also been opening up groups near to Cambridge, so in St Neots and Peterborough as well. We've got some new groups there too.
And how does it work? Are these groups autonomous, or do they sort of get stuff fed down from HQ, or do they work together?
We're completely, we run as one charity with lots of different sort of branches, as you say. So we've got a branch in Cambridge, but we're all run under the same charity number. But each group kind of runs slightly differently. Each group is unique, and so they all kind of run slightly differently. So sometimes when you get together with lots of different groups, it's quite interesting that everybody's singing the same songs but to a slightly different tune. But it's all very similar, but not exactly the same.
So let's look at the groups we've got around here then. You said there's quite a few groups around Cambridge. What sort of typical pattern do they follow? Do they regularly meet, or how do...
All of our groups meet every week. So in Cambridge, Cambridge City, Thursday is the only day of the week where there isn't a group meeting.
My goodness.
Quite nice. However, on Thursday in St Neots is when those groups meet up. So never too far away from one who's going to be meeting.
All right. And are these sort of village hall-based type meetings, or what happens?
Exactly that. Community centres, village halls, some meet in school halls as well. In Cambridge, we've got groups that meet mostly in church halls and community centres across the city.
Okay, and so in terms of membership, you're saying everything's inclusive, but do you tend to find perhaps like a group of friends from a school will join, or that the school has a Woodcraft Folk group, or do you do it geographically by neighbourhood? How do people get involved if they're thinking?
So people mostly get involved by the fact that there are either parents or kind of volunteers who are interested in being part of our groups, and then it's all kind of set up on that basis. So lots of our groups, especially in Cambridge, are run on a pet. Sorry, I'm just choking.
I was going to say, are you on sure it's your daughter who's ill, not you?
Yeah, on a parent co-op model. So each week a different parent will sort of lead the session and other parents will help out with the session. And some groups are run a bit differently, where they'll just have one or two leaders who help out every week.
Okay, and what sort of things do they learn? I know that's going to be a real stupid, how long's a bit of string type question, but what sort of things would Woodcraft kids learn?
All of our activities, we try to base them on our aims and principles, which revolve around cooperation, international understanding, equality and peace, also the rights of the child and education for social change, so making changes in our local area and also across the country. So lots of our young people have been involved in the recent climate change marches and other things such as like cuts to education or to the NHS. So kind of what kinds of things do we want to change, and what can we change to make our future a bit bit brighter than it often looks.
Well, I was going to say, it does rather all look like it's falling to your generation, not mine. So, sorry, we seem
it
to...
look a bit bleak, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we try to give young people a bit more of a social conscience so that when they have, you know, the ability to vote, they know a bit more about what they're voting for and what they can do to change our future as well.
Right. Well, this sounds very encouraging. If somebody joins a group, have they got like rock up every week, or is it do they tend to start off slowly and then get more and more involved? Or
most of our young people come along every week, although it's not compulsory completely. Although most of them do, because they make such wonderful friends within the group, and then they want to come and see them every week. Most of our groups are made up of some children who are homeschooled, some children who go to mainstream school, that go to different schools. So it's nice to sort of have friends that you don't see all day at school, and you just have that one time a week to meet them. And our volunteers come on a bit more of a non-regular basis, as I said, mostly kind of parent co-ops, where one week it will be so-and-so's parent. However, we do have lots of groups who are just run completely by non-parent volunteers. And so we're always looking for anybody who's interested in working with young people to come and join us.
Okay. I guess looking at sort of the age range as well, what age would children typically join your group? And what happens when do they get too old, or do they just switch roles and become leaders?
Well, exactly. Yeah. We have groups in Cambridge from, I think, 3 years old up all the way up to sort of being 16, 17. So you're never really too old, because, as you say, once you get to that kind of 17, 18 mark, you can either go and help out with a younger group or help out with the same group that you were in. We also do a lot of camping trips and residentials throughout the year, so you might find that you're not coming to a group every week anymore, but you still want to kind of enjoy those camping trips and help out there as well.
Okay, this sounds excellent. So your charity of the month for May, and that gives you sort of extended airtime. What sort of stuff are we going to be hearing about in the coming weeks?
So in the coming weeks, we're going to have some of our young people on air on the 11th of May, where we're going to be talking about what our young people enjoy about coming to Woodcraft Boat, which is why I don't want to give too much away now, what kind of activities they get up to and what's their favourite part. We're also going to have some of our volunteers on, talking about why they enjoy volunteering and sort of giving a bit more information about how people can get involved in volunteering and as a young person. And we're also going to have a interview about social action and what kind of things we've been doing and what we're planning on doing to sort of change society, or to kind of help the changes that are already underway.
Okay, well, it sounds like you've come along just at the right time by the sound of it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, listen, I know you've got a sickly daughter, so I'm not going to keep you on the phone too long.
But thanks so much for having me, Neil.
If people want to find out more, the website?
They can come onto the website, which is just www.woodcraft.org.uk, or they can look up on Facebook, Cambridge Woodcraft Folk, and they'll find our local groups there as well.
All right, brilliant, lovely. Well, I hope it all goes well for you at home. We're going to look forward to hearing more about Woodcraft Folk over the coming weeks. And for now, though, for the time being, Lauren Karstadt, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the phone. I'll let you go and get a glass
Thanks
of
so
water
much.
Now. And we'll speak to you again soon. Take care, Lauren.
Take care.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.